Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. La la la. Deontay, I just want you to know that I forgive you for last week when you called me an OCD fat person. I talked to my life coach and told her what you said, and she said...
You're crazy?
Yes. So I apologize to you for getting so hostile and upset with all of the horrible negative things that you said about me. I forgive you.
I apologize to you, Shannon, for not using a better choice of words.
I accept your apology.
I also apologize to you for attacking the part of your brain that thinks I called you fat.
I'm going to think about that and maybe maybe I'll get over it a little bit more than I'm claiming to have gotten over it already. If I'm being honest, I'm not over it. I don't know if you could tell.
A little.
I'm not over it, but I'm trying.
I appreciate the fact that you're trying. Let's go with that.
I know. I have a long way to go on this journey of life.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge that. But some of the things that you said to me just don't make sense. Get a hobby. I don't have time for a hobby. I am full on working a full-time job, and I'm doing my training for the swimming rescue stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got other things going on that prevent me from really getting into my coloring book making hobby.
I'm just saying, though, if you're so busy doing all of that, then maybe you shouldn't have time to obsess about the spot on the floor.
Oh, I find time for that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I wanted to show you this. So I finally got my baby doll.
Okay.
That I'm going to be using to practice in the water with my infant swimming resource training.
Mm-hmm. Does it have a name?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me show you the baby first.
Okay.
I had to cover the soft part of the baby doll with duct tape. So she doesn't get mildewy and gross.
Oh, okay.
And so this is my doll.
Aw.
Isn't she cute?
She is very cute. She's got a double chin.
She's a chubster.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah. I chose to name her Kelly.
Okay.
With an IE.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure Kelly won't be creeped out by that at all.
I mean, I kind of had to name her Kelly with mm-hmm. an IE because I think about the people in my life that have sort of made my dreams come true.
Okay.
Meeting and working with Kelly Raspberry was a dream of mine for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she made it come true, sort of, by being here.
Okay.
And this little baby doll mm-hmm. is helping me achieve other goals that I've set for myself. So it's kind of one and the same.
Okay. I'm
baby
good with
doll
that.
Kelly.
I'm good with
she
that.
She sleeps with me in my bed. I give her baths, sing songs to her.
And this just took a dark turn.
I mean, I love her. I love Kelly. A lot.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll let you know how that training is going as I do it.
Okay.
Feeling really good about it, though. Obviously.
I'm excited. I want to hear all about it.
But I needed a break from Kelly the other night. Kelly the baby doll, not the real Kelly Raspberry.
Okay.
And so Sarah and I mm-hmm. went to get Froyo.
Froyo.
Love Froyo. And I love the Froyo at this one specific place that is not near my apartment. We have to drive maybe about 10 miles to get to it.
Okay.
And then sometimes we'll get it and we'll go to the park across the street and sit and watch the ducks and the rats and whatever else is over there. It's a dirty park.
Clearly.
Whatever. And eat our Froyo. And so we were leaving the park the other night and Sarah's phone connects to her Bluetooth and all of a sudden this song that I have not heard for probably at least 15 years comes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it is Another Bad Creation. Aisha.
Aisha.
Thinking to myself, this is so ridiculously bad, but so great at the same time.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs that if you were to ask me to mention one of the best throwback songs ever, I couldn't, that would not come to mind.
Right.
Just because I kind of lost track of it. It's not top of mind like Despacito is right
oh,
now.
God.
I know. Let's not talk about it. So that made me want to do a song bit with you because I know that you like Prince
a
lot.
I do.
And so I automatically assumed that all of your favorite throwback songs would be Prince songs.
Right.
I wanted to give you some time to think about this and really give me some different options of your best throwback songs ever.
Right.
The songs that you would definitely make sure that you had on your iPod playlist if you were throwing a big 80s, 90s party.
Yes.
For people to come hang out at. And so I asked you in my latest homework email.
Yes.
If you would give me the best throwback songs of all time in your opinion. And you sent me three.
I did. And only one of them is a Prince song.
Yeah, only one of them is a Prince song. And I've tried to go back in my memory to see if I've ever heard that song before. And it does not strike a chord.
May have been before your time.
Maybe a little bit. So I thought you could do your list and then I will do mine because I'm pretty sure mine are going to be way better. Just throwing it out there.
Okay.
All right, so the first throwback song that you sent to me was George Michael, Freedom.
Yes.
That's a pretty good one. I will give you that.
Oh, man. That song is so great.
It is really good. And it made me realize what a shame it is that that man is gone now.
I know. I loved him so much. You know, that song was the kind of culmination of the supermodel era in the 90s where all of the Claudia Schiffer and Naomi Campbell, when being a model became a really, really big deal.
Okay.
And everybody, because all of those models were in that video.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
Oh, it was so good. And now as a mom, that kind of becomes your theme song when you send your kids back to school.
Yeah. Freedom at Last.
There you go. It's a song that keeps on giving.
Now your next one, I don't know how to feel about. I don't see you listening to this one ever. I don't
really
know why. It just does not seem like a song that you would ever choose as a great throwback song. It is a great song. I just don't see it being on your list.
It's so good, though.
It is.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kind of odd. No barking from the dog, no small. And mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I wanna dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the dough. Thinking, will I live
another 24?
I gotta go,
cause I got me a drop top.
And if I hit the switch,
I can make the sad drop.
That is a good one. And I can see rolling around the town with your drop top down, singing along to it and stuff.
Yeah.
Just not you.
Really?
Me, yes. You know.
That's because I'm all like old and a mom now. But back in the day when I was a party girl.
Wasn't he a gangster or something at some point?
That's
not a very gangster song.
Well, not that part.
Oh, does it get gangster later on?
Well, you know, when he talks about how he didn't have to use his AK.
Oh.
It was a good day.
Okay. I get that now. That's a very good choice, and I like it a lot.
Probably one of the more tame gangsta rap songs, but still a really great song. Like, that one comes on, and just, you remember back in the day, riding with your girls, screaming out the lyrics to the song.
That was before my time.
Oh, man.
I didn't have any girls.
You youngins.
At that time, I don't think.
Yeah, because you were probably, like, in kindergarten or something.
Probably.
There you go.
I was still singing Itsy Bitsy Spider and stuff like that. All right, so your third one, I'm going to guess this is your favorite throwback song.
I would say a top five for sure.
Okay.
You need another lover, Jack, you need a hole in your head.
What was that? That can do the duty?
Yes.
He said duty. Prince said duty.
Another lover hole in your head.
Where did that song come from?
It's from the Under the Cherry Moon soundtrack. And that was the second movie that he did that came out after Purple Rain. And looking back, maybe it's not the most stellar movie, But the soundtrack is so good.
Well, I tried to find a good version of that song to play. Mm-hmm. I can't find it anywhere. And so I was asking myself, where in the world? So that's why I have a live version of it that I stole from YouTube.
Well, that's because after he died, all of the music is being controlled by the estate and blah, blah. It's this big mess. But anyway, that song is so great. In the movie, it's the part where he's running around with Mary Sharon, and they're traveling all over the city and loving each other. It's just such a great song.
They're doing the duty in the bed.
No, they weren't doing the duty in the bed then.
He said she can do the duty in the bed. You gotta wonder, which duty is he talking about? Come on, Prince.
That duty.
See, like I told you, our lists are very different, and I don't even know which one of my songs is my absolute favorite.
Okay.
Okay, my first one, I chose to write down a little bit of information about my songs, okay? Mm-hmm. The first one was completely out of my brain until I watched Sisters with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey.
Oh, okay.
And this one is from the scene when Amy Poehler's character is upstairs with the guy that she has the crush on, mm-hmm. and they are smoking pot.
Ooh.
And the party's going on downstairs, and this song comes on, and Amy Poehler starts dancing, and then she falls through the ceiling. Everybody in the club can dance. 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 Throwback to 2004, Jaquan.
Also, do you remember
Second Chance Prom?
Yes!
I do remember that Second Chance. That Second Chance Prom. See, we used to do this big prom for grown-ups when I first started with the show. And I think were you working here at that point?
Well, that was wasn't that the very last one?
Probably so.
Yeah, but there were several before I came.
Yeah, we would bring in some big act. I think Bon Jovi did it 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jaquan did it 1 year. And I was very tipsy that year that he was there.
That's so funny, because that song would never have reminded me about that until I'm sitting here with you and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think that was from Second Chance Prom.
And I was there with a friend of mine, and Jaquan is walking off the stage and trying to get back to his room or something, and she's talking to him about underage drinking.
I was
like,
just
legit.
I was just going to say, though, I think Jaquan was underage then.
Yeah, he was.
And very tipsy.
Maybe so. I was so disappointed that he did that.
That's so funny. That was the En Vogue year, I think.
Was it? Time is such a blur to me at this point. I have no clue.
Me too.
But that was a fun Second Chance Prom.
It was.
And that's a great song. If you're at a party or something and nobody's wanting to be the first one to dance,
mm-hmm.
that's definitely one that you can put on. And at least somebody's bound to get up.
Yeah.
At least if they're drinking.
Yeah.
Parties without alcohol or weddings with a cash bar only or just the beer and the wine,
mm-hmm.
not worth going to. They're not.
You can get by with beer and wine.
It takes a while, though. You need the strong stuff to really get people loosened up and ready to go.
To get the party going.
Yeah. My second song.
Okay.
I'm so torn. I don't know which is my next favorite one. So I'm going to go with this one. It's more recent. It's from 2011.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Drake song.
Okay.
And this song has a very special place in my heart because JC and I used to sit in the studio and he would play the guitar,
mm-hmm.
and we would rap along to this.
Okay.
So an acoustic guitar version of Drake, The Motto. And then one time we went to a party in Bend, Oregon, and we broke out the guitar and did an acoustic version there. We killed it.
Of course you did.
Absolutely.
I'm the fucking man. Y'all don't get it, do you? Type of money, everybody acting like they knew ya. Go uptown, New York City. Some Spanish girls love me like I'm out with Tuna. Tell Uncle Luke I'm out of Miami too. Clubbing hard, f***ing women, ain't much to do. Wrist playing, got a condo up on Biscayne. Still getting brain from a thing, ain't changed. How you feel, how you feel, how you feel? 25 sitting on 25 mil, I'm in the building and I'm feeling myself. Rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the Bay, okay? Getting paid, we'll holler whenever that
stops. Your ability to memorize the words to every rap song amazes me.
Like a relay, YMCMB, more YMCA.
And I even know the parts that I can't say.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love that song.
It's a good one.
If I'm ever in a bad mood, I know that I can turn on The Motto and I can turn on Bleep in Paris, and I will automatically be in a better mood.
I do love that one.
This one, I guarantee you, you're going to love.
Okay.
If you know it.
Okay.
But I'm you have to know this. Okay. Going back to 1993,
mm-hmm.
Salt and Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Very Necessary album.
Got it.
This song.
If I want to take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business. And if she want to be a freak and sell it on a weekend, it's none of your business. Now you shouldn't be getting into who I'm giving tins to. It's none of your business. So don't try to change my mind. I tell you all the time, it's none of your business.
Now who do you think you are?
That is not a song I would have thought you would have picked.
Love it.
It's a great song.
It's a great song, isn't it? And I struggle between that one and JJ Fad's Supersonic.
Oh, that whole man.
I said the S is for super and the U is for unique. The P is for... See, who needs that in their brain space? But it's there in mine. I don't understand it.
You know, I'm surprised that you didn't pick a song by the Dixie Chicks.
Me too. I saw the Dixie Chicks movie.
Did you see it? I was going to ask you about that.
I did. And I cried.
Aww.
I cried. I cannot properly express to you my love for the Dixie Chicks.
I know.
It goes so far beyond anything that I can comprehend. I went and saw that movie. I was thankful that I got tickets. $16 each, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, crazy expensive. Because the theater was pretty full.
Mm-hmm.
And started out okay. And then when they got to their song, Top of the World,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with it or not.
I don't know that one.
Everyone's singing, we just want to be heard. Disappearing every day without so much as a word somehow.
But it is so, the job that they did on that movie screen was so stellar. I lost it.
Aww.
I started crying. I'm like, it's so good. And I had a hard time pulling it back together after that. I love them so much. It's not a secret that I named my golden retriever Cowboy after mm-hmm. the song Cowboy Take Me Away. But then we were driving back from the movie and I was telling Sarah, my girlfriend, that the Dixie Chicks are my three all-time bucket list celebrities that I want to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, Marty, and Emily are my Wonder Women, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Before I die, will find a way to meet them. And then we kind of got into a conversation of how that would go. Or maybe I just started talking about how I assume it would go. And I have it all figured out. I would have to meet Marty first.
Okay.
Marty is the blonde fiddle player.
Mm-hmm.
Seems very quiet.
Yeah.
There's no way that Emily and Marty are as quiet as they seem, though, if they're hanging out with Natalie Maines.
That's true.
Like, there's got to be some sense of, I don't want to say freakness about them,
mm-hmm.
but more outgoingness about them.
Right.
And I would meet Marty first because back when I thought I might have kids,
mm-hmm.
I swore that I would name my little girl, if I ever had one, Marty.
Aww.
After her and the Dixie Chicks. So mm-hmm. I thought that would break the ice. And then I'd have to naturally move over to Emily and talk to her because she's Marty's sister. And I don't want to leave a member of the family out or make them feel unincluded or make them feel bad. Because then there might be some sister resentment that I wanted to talk to Marty and then I didn't go right to Emily. And I don't want to do that to them.
Yeah, I know. Emily, I'm sure, would have her feelings very hurt if you only talked to Marty and not her.
Well, I couldn't skip over Emily and go straight to Natalie. I got to save the family. So that's what I would do. I would go over to Emily and I would tell her that I think she's beautiful. I think she looks like Julia Roberts a
lot. She does, kind of.
Yeah, she's very beautiful. I'd want to feel her fingers because I want to know if she has a lot of calluses on them. Because she plays the banjo and all that stuff.
That's not creepy at all.
I would just want to know what her fingers felt like. Mm, okay. I'd probably rub them against my skin. Just to know how that would feel if it ever really happened.
Security.
And then I would go to Natalie. But I think Natalie would be okay by this point because she's seen me interacting with Marty
mm-hmm.
and telling her that I wanted to name my child after her. And she's seen me caressing Emily's fingers, wanting to know how they feel. So she would know I wasn't a crazy person trying to find slanderous things to say about her in the media. I think I would just hug her. I would just run up and hug her and tell her She's my hero, and we should be friends.
Security.
I should go on tour with them. I mean, seriously, I'm such a big fan.
I know that you are.
I think, in all honesty, like, completely legit, if I was ever in the same room with them, I think I would have profuse sweating, probably some nausea. I would probably get really dizzy. And if I was to pass out and they thought I needed mouth to mouth, I'd probably want Emily to give it to me.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there.
All right.
In the movie, they said that they mentioned Beyonce. Maybe Beyonce would hear that they covered her song Daddy Issues or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she'd hear about it and she would want to sing it with them.
Okay.
That happened.
That would be cool.
No, that happened.
Oh, okay.
So I'm putting it out there just like Natalie did. I want to hang with the Dixie Chicks, so I'm putting it out there. I'm going to work on some kind of viral video to make sure that they see it. I'm going to do what I have to do to meet the Dixie Chicks.
Make it happen and take me with you.
I will. Absolutely. That's my goal.
Natalie is my favorite.
That's my hobby now.
If I could sing like her, I would never talk. I would just sing.
She has the most flawless voice.
Oh, it's like crystal.
It's insane.
Oh, I love her.
I don't understand it. I don't. Anyway, I just went on for a really long time about something that's probably never going to happen.
That's okay.
In my head, it's genius.
It's good to have a goal.
Dixie Chicks, I love you so much.
We got to know somebody that knows them, right?
I know people that know them. I emailed them about them, and I told them that I keep my dead dog Cowboy on my desk, and I keep his picture right behind that, and that if the Dixie Chicks are in town, they need to come by and see that, but they didn't respond.
That may not have been the best route.
It just shows my passion.
It does. It also shows a little creepiness.
It's a conversation piece.
That you have your dead dog at your desk at your office.
Where else am I going to put him?
Your house?
I don't have a space for him there. If you have a better scenario for me meeting the Dixie Chicks, or if you have a throwback song you want to tell us about, please do so on our Facebook page.
But don't lead with dead dog.
I would read it if you led with dead dog. It's a good conversation starter. I'm sticking to that story. It's a good conversation starter.
Okay. It is.
Despite what you think about me, Deonte, I love you.
I love you too.
I support you.
I support you.
Even with all my excess weight.
I never said you were fat.
You were thinking it though.
I love you, Shannon.
I love you too.
Eradicator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.